Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Breeders' Cup Pre-Entry National Media Teleconference featuring the Breeders' Cup World Championships Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Following the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. At that time, participants are asked to press star 1 to register for a question. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. It is now my pleasure to introduce your host, Mr. Jim Gluckson. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Michelle, and good day, everyone. And welcome to the 2016 Breeders' Cup World Championships conference call, our 33rd Breeders' Cup here at Santa Anita, our host for a record ninth time. With us, we will have some terrific guests on the call today in Bob Baffert, Art Sherman, Jerry Hollendorfer, Chad Brown, and Mark Hassey. With us today also, to answer any questions you may have about the fields themselves, is Tom Robbins, the chairman of the Breeders' Cup Racing Directors and Secretaries Panel. I think that since we do have a busy schedule with a number of individuals, I think we should get right into our call here. And if we could, we'd like to begin by speaking with Bob Baffert. Bob Baffert, a Hall of Fame trainer who has won 12 Breeders' Cup races, and has Arrogate and Opportunity in the Breeders' Cup Classic. Bob, good day. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Beautiful day here at San Anita. Just looking forward to the, you know, things are starting to heat up around here, so I can feel the juices are starting to flow.
Well, we're excited for you as well and everyone in the game. You have a tremendous horse in Arrogate here, and you have a situation here where you could become the first trainer to win three consecutive runnings of the Breeders' Cup Classic. Can you comment on that?
Well, I mean, I think it's an honor. I just, you know, I can't believe I'm blessed that have those, you know, to be going for a third trip. And after what we went through with last year with American Pharoah, you know, I never thought, you know, it's going to be a long time between drinks before I get a horse of that caliber. And then Arrogate comes along. So, you know, this business has been really good to me. And I just feel really fortunate that, you know, I have a horse that's, you know, is one of the favorites in the Breeders' Cup Classic. So it makes it exciting. It's great to see Judmont. You know, that's why they hired us to get back in on the dirt scene. And here they are in the forefront. So it's pretty exciting.
Well, yesterday he had a terrific work. It reported 6 furlongs and 1/11 and 1/5. I mean, since the Travers, you're very pleased with his progress since that time.
Yes. You know, he came out of it in really good shape, and, you know, his race in the Travers was just, you know, just pretty mind-blowing. It was pretty impressive. So came back. He's been working really well. You know, he's the kind of horse that, you know, I never knew he had that kind of speed until we asked him to do something early like that. So most of his races, we just let him break and come along. But, you know, he's shown us, you know, by working, you know, if you can shut him off, turn him on. But he's extremely, you know, he's a lot quicker than he looks. He's a big, tall, lanky kind of horse that just covers a lot of ground, but he has a lot of speed. And, you know, once, you know, I think the break is going to be so crucial for him, the post position. So hopefully he gets a trip and he shows up that day, because, you know, if he can run that race back, that makes him, you know, he's going to have to run that race back to be, you know, competitive with a horse like California Chrome.
All right. Well, Bob, we have a number of media on the line that would like to speak with you, so let's turn over the questions to them. Thank you.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, press star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause for a moment to allow everyone the opportunity to signal for questions. Our first question comes from Debbie Arrington of Sacramento Bee. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you so much for coming on this morning. You've had so many, you know, great horses, and you've won the last two Breeders' Cup Classics. Does Arrogate remind you of any of your former champions?
You know what, they're all, it's hard to compare them all, because he's totally different. He's got that long stride. He's a big, you know, he's a tall, lankier type of horse, but he's different than any horse that I've had, that, of those good ones. It's hard to really compare him with anything because, you know, it's not fair to the others, but he's totally different. He just, he likes a mile on the court. He needs the distance, and I just don't know. We don't know how good he is. You know, what he did in the trial. I knew he had a chance to win. I knew he would run really big in the Travers, but I didn't know he was going to do that, you know, so, but Bejarano, he always, you know, we told Mike Smith going in, you know what, he's a really good horse, and we were really talking him up to Mike. I remember talking in the tack room a few days before the race, and it's funny, when Mike came back, after he rode him, you know, when he came back on him, he said, "Boy, you guys were right about him." I said, "Yeah, we knew he was good, but we didn't know he was like that." You know, so it was pretty exciting that, you know, I think when you break a track record and you do it at Saratoga in front of all those people, it was like, but I was still, you know, they have to do it. They have to do it. And, you know, we always knew he was a really top caliber horse. So, you know, I think this is going to be his, you know, this is his time to, you know, he needs to step it up.
And you've seen California Chrome, you know, all these years, you know, and what do you think of his season this year, and what do you think about Chrome?
Well, I've always had a lot of respect for him. He was a great 3-year-old, you know, had that time off, came back, and this year he is just, this is the best I've ever seen him. I mean, that last race, just watching him train coming up and watching him in the paddock, that's the best I've ever seen him. So he is really, he's been in peak form, and, you know, you have to give a lot of credit to the Sherman camp. They've done a tremendous job, you know, managing him, and he's going to be really tough. He's a really good horse. And, you know, you're always hoping, you know, that maybe he's not as good as, you know, he's not beating anything. Believe me, he's as good as what I saw, you know, watching him run. You know, he's been everywhere. You can only do that with a top horse, and he's really good. I mean, he is the horse to beat easily. I don't know if we're good enough to beat him, but I think I have a horse that may, you know, can compete with him, and we won't know that till that day.
Very good. Best of luck. See you Saturday.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Frank Angus of Bloodhorse. Please go ahead.
Hey, Bob. Could you kind of describe how the agreement with Judmon came together, and just how excited were you to be able to train horses for them?
Yeah, I got a call from Garrett O'Rourke from Judmon, and so he called me, and he said that the Prince wanted to, you know, get back into, you know, they hadn't been really involved since Bobby Frankel had passed. So sort of wanted to get back into California racing, maybe go buy some yearlings, get some dirt horses. And so it was pretty like, it was a great call, you know, because when Judmon asked you, you get in the name of Judmon. That's why when that horse won the Travers, you know, I felt, you know, it's like I felt like Bobby Frankel, you know, because, you know, he with Empire Maker and all those good horses, you know, you see Judmon, Bobby Frankel, Judmon. So it's, you know, when you're part of that group, it's like it's an elite group to be involved with. So it was pretty, I felt pretty honored by it. Fortunately, we finally got one that was really, you know, this kind of horse he was looking for. Unfortunately, we were, you know, he wanted to go to the Kentucky Derby, but we were a little bit late to the party. But it looks like, you know, he's got a great horse here, and so we're excited about him.
How many yearlings did you initially buy, and have you bought any since for them?
Yeah, we bought some. I don't know the number. We buy like, maybe five or six every sale, but he was part of the whole process. You know, we'd pick him out, and then he had okay the pedigree. He's really involved in it. You know, he's a really he loves pedigrees, and he said, you know, he wanted, like, he would ixnay. If we didn't like the pedigree, he'd ixnay that. And so he, you know, so he's been part of this whole formula. So I have to give him a lot of credit because he, you know, like he had to okay all the pedigrees.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from Larry Stooms of San Francisco Chronicle. Please go ahead.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Fine, thanks.
Oh, anyway, you have these horses, California Chrome and Songbird and Teppan and some other horses like that, and even Lord Nelson. They all have big resumes of a lot of races, a lot of great races. And you have you have opportunity, but also Arrogant in the Breeders' Cup Classic had that one huge, huge race, almost like a one-time thing. How is he able to rise up and do that? And how much confidence do you have that he can repeat that race, or at least run close enough that he can win the Classic?
Well, I think the reason he showed that kind of race is because, like Bejarano, when he rode him in those little allowance races, he never really turned him loose. We never let him turn him loose completely in those races, and it was a mile and 16, so he really didn't get to show his thing. He was winning in a gallop. When he come back, it was like he didn't even take a deep breath. So I think that's why we let him, that's the first time he was at just a full tilt. So, and he's got to do the same thing, just like in the mornings we work him, we never let him give an all-out full work. But he's going to get tested. He's going to have to bring that. If he's going to be competitive with California Chrome, he has to break well. He has to be placed in the race. And there's other horses he's got to deal with. There's a lot of speed horses in there. So I think the pace is going to be pretty hot. So it might help a horse like Opportunity or one of those other late closers where you might, they might be able to pick up the pieces because, I've seen that happen here, like that one year, Arcan won the race here, whatever, 100-1, whatever it was, But, things can happen, but I think he's a horse that he's getting better. I don't really know. We know he's really good, but he's gonna, I think there's, a lot of people are on the fence, like maybe it was a one-shot thing, but I don't think it is. I think he can do it again. But he still needs, he needs a trip, needs some racing luck, like all of them do, So I think he's good enough. I mean, if a horse is going to beat Chrome, everybody thinks that he could be the one, but it's going to take a huge performance to beat Chrome, because Chrome right now, he just looks, he looks unbeatable right now.
Thanks, Bob, very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question, please press star 1 at this time. The next question comes from Tom Jenka of Horse Race Insider. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Bob. The consensus is that it's a two-horse race. I mean, I know it's not. But do you worry that that you and Crump could get so tied up in what the other one's doing that you could set it up for something coming from behind?
I just don't know. The break is, Chrome is quick. He breaks well. My horse, it takes a little while to get rolling, but it's hard to don't know what's going to happen until the gate comes open. You watch these Breeders' Cup Classic, like you take a horse like Shared Belief. He broke a step slow. Byron took a spot, and then halfway down there, they closed the door on him. If that happens to our horse, then we're in trouble. You have to get the trip. If he gets shut off halfway through the first turn, the run of the first turn is going to be so important because Chrome, he always breaks well. He's got tactical speed. He's right there all the time. So, he's got an advantage over a horse like Arrogant, because Arrogant, it takes him a few steps to get going.
Well, will you have your rider keeping an eye on him? I'm sure he'll have someone keeping an eye on you.
No, you know what? Mike Smith, he knows what he has to do. So there's nothing really, there's nothing. I don't think I can give him any instructions. Oh, and just tell them, just, you know, get out of the gate and have a good time. You know, hope the horse fires. But as long as the horse isn't, you know, if he fires, he's ready. My job is just to get him ready, and you throw the riders up there, and they, you know, there's not a whole lot to tell them. You know, if the horse is doing well, the horse will run his race. If he's not doing well, doesn't matter who's on him.
Thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. Please continue.
Bob, this is Jim again. I wanted to know, did Lord Nelson go have a work today?
Yes, he worked three quarters. He worked really well, so he's coming in the race. It's a tough race. There's a bunch of undefeated horses in there. So this Breeders' Cup, I'm telling you, you look over, the field is just, this is probably one of the strongest Breeders' Cup years I've ever seen. I mean, every year, I mean, we've got the filly mare Distaff. I mean, that's going to be a grab. You got those good mares in there. You've got the Classic, the Sprint, Turf. I mean, I've never seen so much talent. I mean, that's what the Breeders' Cup was supposed to be. And so this is the year to buy a ticket. I'm telling you, to be there. I'm getting calls from everybody. Because it's just going to be incredible racing.
That is a great endorsement. We appreciate it very much. And, Bob, thank you for your time today, and best of luck to you.
All right, thank you.
Great. Bob Efford, everyone, thank you very much. We'd like to now move on next for our next guest, which will be Art Sherman, who is, of course, the trainer of California Chrome, undefeated this year, winner of the Dubai World Cup. And I'm very happy to have him join us here. Art, good morning. Jim Gluckson from the Breeders' Cup. How are you today?
Oh, fine. Good morning to everybody.
Great. Art, a tremendous year for California Chrome, a tremendously resilient horse, coming back as he did from Dubai. Were you surprised how well he did bounce back and was so dominant here at the second half of the season?
Well, he is quite a different horse right now. He's more mature, bigger, stronger, and you can see the way he's running. He's pretty well focused. You know, it's kind of awesome to watch, to be honest with you.
I wanted to know, we just had Bob Efford on, but your comments on your impressions of Arrogate.
I heard from Santa Anita this morning that they call him the Chrome Buster. Over there at Santa Anita. So I'm waiting to see, you know, if the Chrome Buster sounds pretty good, you know. I don't know, you know. I know he's a nice three-year-old, but he's never run against Chrome either. You know, you have to outrun me before he makes a believer, I can tell you that.
All right. Well, Art, we have some media on the line that would like to ask you some questions about California Chrome in this year's Breeders' Cup. So, Michelle, please make that happen, please.
Thank you very much. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question, please press *1 on your touch-tone phone at this time. Our first question comes from Debbie Arrington of Sacramento Bee. Please go ahead.
Hi, Art. Good morning, and thank you for coming
Debbie.
On.
How are you?
Oh, fine, thank you. How's the big boy doing? And does he seem to realize he's coming up to a race?
He's really doing very well right now. I'm kind of having to move up his work day until tomorrow. I heard a big storm's coming in. I got the weather report on Friday, so rather than have a hard, fast track, I'm going to work them tomorrow morning, three quarters.
Okay. And we're coming, winding down to the end here of this incredible saga. Do you feel any sort of, you know, nostalgia, or are you getting any of those sort of like, you know, well, you know, we don't know how many more mornings like this we're going to have, or how many more workouts and that sort of feel?
Oh, true. I'll miss him a lot. You know what I mean? When he goes to stud, which won't be too long now. You know, we've got a couple more races, and I'd sure like to see him go out a winner. You know, he's done about everything a horse could do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If he could win the Breeders' Cup, it'd be really a feather in his hat. You know, it looks like a great resume for a stud going out for his first year being a sire. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And his legacy. How do you want him to be remembered by people?
Probably one of the all-time great horses in this era. And there's been a lot of good ones, you know. But you know, he's got to be in the Hall of Fame one of these days, you know. But there isn't too many horses that's done what he has and keeps on running at his age.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, the legacy is just a great horse myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right, thank you very much, Art, and I'll see you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question, please press *1 at this time. The next question comes from Frank Angus of Blood Horse. Please go ahead.
Hey, Art. How are you?
All right, Frank. How you doing?
Pretty good. Looking forward to getting out there. Hey, I was curious, kind of, what was your reaction when this new ownership group came aboard with TaylorMade coming in? What was kind of your initial reaction, and what's been your reaction to how they've performed as owners and related to you during this season?
It's been a great run. As you can see, this year has been extra special for me, and they've been on board and, you know, on all the decisions, and everything has been really great. You know, of course, the horse has won 6 straight now, and, you know, you get kind of anxious knowing that you're coming up to the Breeders' Cup, and I just looked at the entries, there's 14 in there, so Racing Luck is going to play a big part of this, winning this kind of a race. So I just hope he's up to the, you know, he's up to the race in his top performance. And I think you're going to see a chrome that everybody's going to admire.
Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question, please press *1 at this time. The next question comes from Art Wilson, the Southern California Newspaper Group. Please go ahead.
Morning, Art.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks. Hey, when Chrome breathed last, you made a reference to the fact that there's a chance that he could race beyond the Pegasus World Cup in January. Well, what's your gut feeling? How much of a chance do you think we have of seeing Chrome beyond that race?
Well, you know, I think it's going to be a factor by the end of the year and how he comes out of these races and talk to all of the breeders that are involved with the horse. And, you know, he could run, we were talking about it, for $27 million worth of purchases for next year. And, you know, how much are you going to make the first year at breeding horses? You know, it's quite challenging. But, you know, he is going to be 6 then, and that'll be a peak of his, you know, career, I think, being a 6-year-old and having him at the time that he's running right now. It would be an awesome for me. You know, I just would love to see him around that long.
And with Chrome's style, you know, you can obviously go to the lead. You can lay right off the pace. How important will the post position draw be for that 1.25-mile race for him on Monday?
Well, I haven't been the luckiest person in the post position. The last 2 times I got the 1-hole, which everybody says is a dreaded 1-hole. But as you can see, his last 2 performances have been awesome. So I just... My main concern is to have a clean break and be in contention. You don't have to be in front. If somebody wants to lead, they can have it, and I can stop them. You know, I just think leaving the gate and having a clean break, and Victor knows him very well, so I'm not worried about post positions that much.
Okay, thanks. Good luck, Art.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Jeff Riddle, The National. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Art. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Very well, thanks. I'm intrigued by you say, I think Chrome's going to run a race that everyone is going to admire. Can you just elaborate on that? Why do you think that at this stage, 9 days out, and you've got to work in tomorrow?
Well, I just like the way he's training, and I think that performance-wise, if he keeps on the way he is, you know, I really think you're going to see Chrome at its tops coming into this race. You know, I just hope the track's in good shape, you know, that we don't get any rain. I've never run him in the mud. That's always been in the back of my mind, how he would react on an off track. But I'm not sure, to be honest with you. He's run on every other kind of track, but not in the mud.
Okay. And you sort of earlier you were joking about Arrogant. but, I mean, what do you think of him as a racehorse, and what do you think he's really good at?
You mean what is his best distance?
Obviously, he's good at winning races, but, I mean, in sort of what are you most, what do you like best about him?
Well, he's eager to beat you. You know, he's very competitive. And when you're in a race with Chrome, you got to outrun him. You know, people ask me, who are you afraid of? And I always say, well, much ask the other trainers who they're afraid of. You know what I mean? I don't know who I'm afraid of in the race. You know, he's just been unbelievably good this year. And until you beat him, I'm the number one in the world, you know, so there you go.
Thanks so much, Al. Good luck.
Bet. Thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. I'll turn the conference back. Please go ahead.
All right. Art, this is Jim again. I just want to ask you about Victor's work and performance this year aboard California Chrome, if you could comment on that.
Oh, I think he's riding them just perfect, you know. Like, he knows about the back of his hand, you know. He can go to the front, he can come from behind. And the way he's been running now, he kind of spooks me a little bit, you know. He's showing this speed that I can't believe in carrying it, you know. His race in the Pacific class was probably the most awesome race that I've seen him ever run, you know. He just won a common gallop at run fast, you know, and then off him again. We eased him the last 16th of a mile. It gives me goosebumps when I think about it, because I say, wow, you know, his Chrome, I've never seen him this good.
Outstanding. Well, it's a hell of a team you have, and I think it's a tribute to you and your team putting together such an outstanding career for California Chrome. And we're, you know, looking forward very much to seeing him run in the Breeders' Cup Classic. Art, thank you very much for your time this morning, and have a great day.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. We're going to move along now. We're going to try to reach out, if we can, and contact Jerry Hollendorfer next. And we're trying to get a hold of Jerry. And we'll just wait here for a second and see what we can get a hold of Jerry. I think I should mention at this time, if we haven't seen before, that we did pre-enter 185 horses. Individual horses were pre-entered, and as I'm sure many of you heard, Braister, who was pre-entered for the Dirt Mile, was withdrawn. But he did go down. He went down on the list as being pre-entered for the Breeders' Cup.
you can tell the operator. I just wanted to let you know we're still trying to get a hold of Mr. Hollendorfer.
Okay. All right. Very good, Michelle.
Hi, it's Michelle. I just wanted to let you know we're still getting voicemail. We're still trying. One moment, please.
Okay.
The operator is trying out for Mr. Brown now.
All right, very good.
I'll let you know if we can reach out to him. One moment, please.
Okay. I think while Jerry is not available right now, we're going to try to reach out to Chad Brown and see if he's available.
Hi, I do apologize for the wait. The operator is still trying to reach out to Chad Brown. That seems
okay.
We're getting a voicemail for him as well. One moment, please.
Getting Chad on the phone. A couple of other notes, if while we're waiting, we have 45 winners of Breeders' Cup Challenge races who have been pre-entered this year. There are 81 individual Group 1 or Grade 1 winners, including the top two rated horses in the world and in the Longines World's Best Racehorse Rankings in California Chrome and Arrogate. We have 11 former defending champions participating in this year's Breeders' Cup. We have 38 horses pre-entered from overseas.
Hi, it's Michelle, the operator. I just wanted to let you know we actually did get a hold of Jerry Hollendorfer, and we are just to call him back in about 2 minutes.
He needs two more minutes?
Yeah, just 2 more minutes.
Okay. All right.
While we're waiting, I'd just like to remind the participants who would like to ask a question, when it comes time, if you'd just like to press star 1 on your touch tone phone, it'll bring you into the question queue.
Okay, we're going to bring in... We hope to bring in Jerry Hollendorfer here in the next minute. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience. We are dialing out to Jerry now. We'll let you know soon if we are able to reach out to him. Thank you. It looks like the operator's gotten a hold of Jerry. He'll be online in just another second or two.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Michelle.
Hi. We do apologize. He's still not available. He needs a few more minutes. Thank you.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right, then.
Actually, we have gotten a hold of Mark Akas. He has joined the conference call.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Michelle. Mark Akas has joined us. Having a tremendous season with Pepin, Catch a Glimpse. A number of really outstanding horses for him this year. Mark, this is Jim Gluckson here in California. How are you today?
Good, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Great. I'd like to talk to you about your horses here with the media, and I want to just get started and comment on Tepin's current status and her work schedule over the next few days.
She is doing great, Jim. As good as I probably have ever seen her go. She's scheduled to have a real easy breeze on Friday and then fly to... All our horses are flying to California on Monday.
On Monday. Okay. And coming out of the First Lady, what was your reaction, the overreaction to that race? A lot of people made a big deal out of what had taken place. What were your feelings?
Well, I mean, I was obviously disappointed that she got beat. I think after analyzing, you know, the race over a period of 24 hours, that I thought the race was better than it looked. And we knew going in that this was going to be kind of she was going to regress a little bit off of her previous start, and it was one of the reasons why we chose the First Lady over the Chadwell. That being said, you know, I think Photocall really freaked in the race. I don't know that. You know, so much was said about Tepin getting beat, where I think maybe the emphasis should have been more on how great Photocall ran. So I tip my hat to her.
All right. And can you make a comment on the schedule for Catch a Glimpse?
Well, Catch a Glimpse has been a bit of a head scratcher. You know, I still am not sure why she didn't run better in her last start. The only thing I can say is this. I've never seen her look better. She's trained well. The turf course at Keeneland this fall has been different than the turf course of last fall when she did win there and won the Breeders' Cup. When, you know, we had a ton of rain last year. And this year, even though the turf hasn't been extremely fast, it's been very dry. And I just don't know. I knew we were in trouble after a quarter of a mile because I had told Florent that I wanted him to establish the lead. I said, I want you to come away from there and let everybody know, you know, that we intend on being on the lead. And he couldn't even do that. So I knew we were in trouble after a quarter of a mile.
Wow. All right. Well, Mark, we do have some media on the line that would like to ask you some questions. So, Michelle, if we can go to those online, please.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question, please press *1 on your touch-tone phone at this time. Our first question comes from Tom Jika of Horse Race Insider. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Mark, I think one of the surprises of the entry process is that you also went to catch a glimpse in the turf sprint. Could you explain that a little bit, and which race are you pointing up for?
We did. We just wanted to have a look. As you can see, the Philly and Mare turf is loaded. I mean, what a race it is. And we just wanted to kind of, you know, we had the option of doing it. We wanted to have a look and see what the sprint is. But, I mean, we're 95% to go to the Philly and Mare.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from Debbie Arrington of Sacramento Bee. Please go ahead.
Hi, Mark. Thank you very much for coming on this morning. How does Pepin compare this year to last year, and how has she matured over this last year?
Good question. You know, this year's been an entirely different type of deal, where last year, coming this time, she was absolutely on top, her top form. Everybody knows, anybody that followed Pepin at all, you know, this has been a different type of year with the race in Royal Ascot, and then trying to get her back to her top form at Saratoga. It's difficult. It amazes me to watch Pepin and her attitude and how she moves at Saratoga versus how she does at Churchill Downs. It's night and day. I mean, the old Pepin, I see her. And we had to try to get ready for the Woodbine Mile, and then, of course, the First Lady in Saratoga. But since getting back to her home in Louisville, she's refreshed. She looks great. I thought, watching her train this week, that she's moving better than I've ever seen her move. As far as her maturity, she has become a little more complacent, where she's not as necessarily as eager. You have to kind of get her to do it, and she only does what she has to do. She's become a little smarter as she's gotten older. And, you know, so I think Julian will probably have to ride her a little bit different. I don't think that necessarily that Pepin is going to put herself in the race. I think that Julian is probably going to have to ask her a little bit more and say, hey, come on, girl, let's get a little closer. And so, that, you know, that's the way I see it. And she's definitely matured.
Mm-hmm. And Santa Anita put in a new turf course since the last time they had the Breeders' Cup there. Have you had any experience with it, and what do you think about the new turf course?
You know, I haven't. I haven't ran anything over it. The only thing I've been able to watch races, obviously Speed does fairly well there, but I've heard nothing but great things about it. So, yeah, it's a new experience. The good news is Pepin has shown that she can win on about any type of turf course. So, you know, we're not going to use that as an excuse. We feel like she's on her game, and they all have to be Pepin.
Very good. Best of luck, and we'll see you out here in California.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question, please press star 1 at this time. The next question comes from Art Wilson, the Southern California Newspaper Group. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Mark, it seems this year that going into the Breeders' Cup, there's a lot of really top-notch female horses this year with, you know, a lot of people looking forward to the Distaff. Your mare, Pepin, Found's going to go either in the Classic or the Turf. And then, of course, you got Lady Eli. Can you remember a year when you've been involved in the Breeders' Cup where there's been so much anticipation of so many female stars going?
Yeah, I watched, you know, the announcement of all the races today. I mean, I don't know. The female stars are unbelievable. I mean, the Classic is. I mean, it's. I think you have to tip your hat to the Breeders' Cup, and maybe, you know, just not the Breeders' Cup, but but everybody involved, I mean, it's just an unbelievable 2 days of racing. And as you say, it's turned out some of the greatest racehorses in the world right now are fillies. And it's great to see.
Okay, thanks a lot. Good luck with your marriage.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. Please continue.
Okay, Mark, this is Jim again. I did want to follow up and ask you some other horses, especially a classic Empire in the juvenile. Can you comment on his development?
He's doing fantastic. He has really matured. He's just amazed me how smart he is and how he gets over the ground. And I thought his race in the breeders was extremely impressive, given that he really hadn't ran in 3 months. We're not going to count the race that he in Saratoga where he ran 20 yards. It was his first time around two turns. But really, what really struck me about him was they set a extremely fast pace. I think it was somewhere in 46 and change for the first half mile. And the ease that he was running under and watching Julian just sitting there really struck me. And, I'm not being cocky, but I think they have him to beat. He is, he's a very good horse.
Excellent. Well, Mark, I appreciate your time from your busy schedule to come on today. And best of luck out here in California.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. All right. Let's move right along now. We have Chad Brown with us. Seven-time Breeders' Cup winner of 312 horses for this particular event. Loaded with talent here. Chad, Jim Gluckson out here in California. How are you today?
Good. Hi. Thanks for having me.
Great. Great. We just like to ask a few questions to get started for your horses and just getting specifically into this great comeback for Lady Eli, coming back two races, winning in New York, and now coming back here in the Breeders' Cup. Can you comment on her? This is really tremendous story in the last 6 months of making all the way back here.
Yeah, she's a remarkable horse, and she's been able to do what a lot of horses can't do, and it's come back from laminitis, not only to survive, but to make it all the way back into top form. She's had an incredible support system around her. A lot of great people have contributed to this, but very, very excited to bring her back to Santa Anita again.
Excellent. And I'd like you to tell us about Flincher coming out of the last race at Joe Hirsch in New York and his schedule coming into the Breeders' Cup.
He unfortunately caught soft ground. He didn't like last time, but he bounced out of the race in good shape, and he's breathed well since. So hopefully the turf is nice and firm at Santa Anita, and he can redeem himself in the Breeders' Cup turf.
Excellent. All right, Chad, we have some media on the line that would like to ask
sure.
you some questions, so let's pause here for a second, Michelle, and put it together.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question, please press star 1 at this time. The first question comes from Debbie Arrington of Sacramento Bee. Please go ahead.
Hi, Chad. Thank you very much for coming on today. And Flintshire, he's like a great old war horse that just keeps, well winning and really showing a lot of class over the years. What's he like around the barn? What's his personality? And do you think he's still getting better?
He's a very laid-back horse. He exudes a lot of class around the barn. And his intelligence is the one word I would use to describe him. He's probably the smartest horse I've ever worked around. And I think it's no coincidence that his talent goes hand-in-hand with that. He was handed over to us in great shape, and we're just trying to keep him where he's at the whole year. He's already well accomplished before he ever came to us. But he's so intelligent. When he does stuff, He's the kind of horse, he doesn't waste any energy doing things he shouldn't be doing. He's so focused when you take him out there to train or to race on what he's supposed to do. And he's very reserved about it. That's how I would describe him.
Wow, that's a very cool horse. And you also have Money Mollifier. How's he coming into the turf?
He's coming in well. He's had a terrific season. He too, disliked the soft turf last time, and I thought he earned his way into this race based on the season he's had. So hopefully he should appreciate some firm ground at Centennial as well.
And it's a new turf course since the last time they ran the Breeders' Cup out there. What do you think about it?
I haven't raced on it, so I wouldn't know.
Okay.
Generally, my experience at Santa Anita through the years is through different changes they've made. They always have their tracks in great condition, particularly on Breeders' Cup Day, so I'm not too concerned about it.
Very good. Looking forward to having you out here. Best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question, please press star 1 at this time. There are no further questions at this time. Please continue.
Chad, this is Jim again. I did want to ask you about the Practical Joke and the Champagne Stakes. It's one of the more exciting two races so far this year. How did he come out of the race and talk about his preparations for the juvenile?
Yeah, I mean, I've been extremely happy with the way he exited the Champagne, as hard a race as it was visually. He bounced out of it in good order. He's good energy training, and he breathed well this past weekend. And I'm looking forward to getting this horse around two turns.
All right, very good. Well, Chad, we appreciate the time from your schedule to talk with us, and we wish you the best of luck here out in California. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Take care.
All right, we're going to reach out to Jerry Hollendorfer one more time and see if we can get a hold of him. We'll just stand by for a couple of seconds.
He is actually joining the conference right now. One moment, please.
Thank you.
Please go ahead. He is connected.
All right. We now have on the line Hall of Fame trainer Jerry Hollendorfer with the undefeated Songbird. Jerry, Jim Gluckson here at Santa Anita. Good morning. How are you today?
Good. How is everything with you guys?
Good. We're doing great. Thank you, Jerry, for joining us. We'd like to just, it's been a tremendously exciting year for you, undefeated Songbird. I think it's a tribute to her success, but also this year you had, you put her on a travel schedule with New York and to parks in Pennsylvania. What was that, when you went through the process of doing that this year, what went through your mind about putting a travel schedule together for her?
Well, you know, when we talked about races for Songbird, Mr. Porter wanted to try to run against what he thought were the best fillies side in the country, and so that's why we decided to try the two races at Saratoga, and then we had always wanted to run in the race at Parks, and so we made all those goals so far, and then the point race was the Breeders' Cup Distaff, and we're going to have one more work, and then try to be ready for that when it comes next week.
Right. You, of course, have Mike Smith up. Mike is one of the most Breeders' Cup races of any rider. What is it about his style that fits him so well with Songbird?
I don't know. You know, he seems to get along with a lot of different kinds of horses, and he gets along really well with her. And, you know, he's real enthusiastic about riding her, and I think that would help in any kind of situation, and he's known as a big-time money rider, and he gets the job done, so that's why we go with Mike on her.
All right. Well, Jerry, it's a formidable opposition here in the distaff, but let's get to some questions from some of the media on the line and take it from there.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question, please press star 1 at this time. Our first question comes from Debbie Arrington of Sacramento Bee. Please go ahead.
Hi, Jerry, and thanks a lot for coming on the phone this morning. How's Songbird, doing, and how has she matured since last year?
Well, quite a bit of maturity there. I think she's a lot stronger, and she's a lot. She always was fairly easy to rate, but I think more rateable now than ever, and so that's how she's progressed for this year.
And you said before that she's a pretty a sweet horse around the barn, that she's got a real nice personality. What's she like to work with?
Very nice and easy, and real easy around the barn. Yeah, she likes attention, likes everybody, and real nice and relaxed out on the racetrack, and just really does what a rider asks her to do.
And old friend of yours, Art Sherman, he's got a big horse going too, Breeders' Cup weekend. What do you think about California Chrome and the success that he's had?
Well, I've been lucky enough to see every race that he's ever run in. And, of course, a lot of them on TV. But, I've really, and I've watched him work a lot of times too. I've really never seen the horse better than he is right now.
Wow. And what do you think of the job Art's done with him?
Pretty terrific, but, Art would tell you, and I would tell you, too, about Songbird, got plenty of horse to work with, and that's quite important in these endeavors.
Yes. Okay, very good, Jerry, and best of luck.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Thank you. The next question comes from Terry Keith of City News Service. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. I'm wondering, I have two questions for you. One is whether you feel pressure having what could be a favorite who's undefeated taking on older fillies and mares.
Well, if you're going to have a good horse or any horse that you're leading over to race, there's going to be a certain amount of pressure. And if you don't like that or can't take that, then this is the wrong kind of a business to be in. So, I like to put it like this. We're always anticipating when we run really any horse, but, especially a horse like Songbird. So, there's some anticipation there, and we want to do well. So, I think everybody feels about the same way. But, we're going to go over and put the saddle on her on race day and see what we can do.
My other question for you is how you feel about the Breeders' Cup being at Santa Anita. Do you feel like she has an advantage because she's raced a lot there?
I think most folks would tell you if they can race at home, then that should be a bit of an advantage. Not always, but I think there's some advantage there to having the Breeders' Cup at Santa Anita when we're stabled there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, too.
Thank you. The next question comes from Larry Stooms of San Francisco Chronicle. Please go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. How's it going?
Larry, how are you?
All right. I guess if there's – I've tried for months and months to over a year now to ask different questions, and it's almost impossible because every time she runs basically the same race. But I guess if you look at all the statistics, the one thing that might – make her seem perhaps beatable is maybe her buyer speed figures aren't quite as high as Beholder and Stellar Wind. What do you think about that statistic?
Well, I think when the numbers come out after the race that she'll have risen to the occasion.
That's great. Thanks, Jerry.
All right.
Thank you. The next question comes from Tom Jaka of Horse Race Insider. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Jerry, you've run thousands of horses. What, if any, edge at this point in the season does an older horse have against a three-year-old?
Well, I don't know. You know, there's there's a lot of statistics that can be thrown around about three-year-olds running against older at this time of year. You know, I think if horses are going to make the transition, then they're already going to be making it at this time of the year. So, you know, we're almost over with 2016. So, you know, I don't think many of the trainers are afraid to run three-year-olds against older at this time of year.
All right, and in running against older, you'll have checked one of the missing boxes on Songbird's resume. Is there a plan when she'll take on males, and could that include the Pegasus?
You know, I haven't, of course, the Pegasus has been mentioned around quite a bit because it's quite an undertaking. So, you know, I've talked about it with Rick Porter, but, I mean, we haven't made any decision that we would run in that race, and we haven't made any decision that we would run against males, and we haven't done that yet, and that's by design.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, too.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question, please press star 1 at this time. The next question comes from Van Kushny of Prime Media. Please go ahead.
Jerry, how do you see the pace scenario playing out in this race?
Well, I could guess on that, but that wouldn't be fair to say for the fans at this point in time. You know, I'd rather see the race drawn and the post positions and who's going to show speed and who isn't. And then after you see all that, you have to try to figure out what everybody's going to do. So, you know, it's kind of unfair to say how the pace is going to be in the race right now.
Okay. Fair enough. Do you have a preference as to where you'd like to see her placed in the race, or is it basically the same answer that you just gave me?
Yeah, basically the same answer. And, I don't worry about the pace scenario too much for her because I think she can do whatever Mike wants her to do. And that's why we have that big boy up there running her. You know, he can make decisions out there. And somebody's going too fast, he can have her lay off. Or if they're not, he can go to the front, and she's been on the front end many times. So we're confident that we have a horse that's pretty flexible.
Okay, last question. There's a horse in this race that's been overlooked, Corona del Inca, coming in from Argentina, in fact, has been in California for several months, training for the race. Have you seen the horse train, and do you know anything about the horse?
Yeah, I've glanced at her walking out the track. She's actually stabled the next barn over from us, and I got to meet her trainer, was introduced to me by Mr. Boza. So, I've met that gentleman, and they've brought the horse, and they're like everybody else. You know, they have hopes to win the race, so you have to respect them coming here. And actually, she's been here for quite a while, so she has just as much advantage as everybody else that's been training at Santa Anita.
Okay, very good. Thank you, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. If there are no further questions at this time, I'd like to turn the conference back to Mr. Gluckson. Please go ahead.
All right. Thank you, Michelle. Jerry, thanks so much for your time today, and the best of luck to you at this Breeders' Cup. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, I'd like to say good luck to everybody, and I think the fans, if they come out and watch the distaff and watch California Chrome and all the other good horses in the race that the next day, I think it'll be well worth the money.
Thank you. Jerry, thanks very much for those encouraging words, and we appreciate your participation. And have a very good day.
Thank you.
Jerry Hollendorf, everyone. That concludes our call for today. We have a great lineup of guests, and we're looking forward to a tremendous Breeders' Cup. I want to make a special thanks here to Jim Mulvihill at the NKRA, who was host of these countdowns to the Breeders' Cup calls during the year, and to Joan Lawrence, our producer, who has lined up the guests throughout the year and throughout the road here to the Breeders' Cup. Thanks very much for joining us all today. Best of luck.
Ladies and gentlemen, this does conclude the conference call for today. You may now disconnect your line and have a great day.